It's Wednesday, the 3rd of August. It's a funny kind of morning. It's totally grey. Very calm and still. The slightest movement of the highest, thinnest twigs. Hardly a breath. But it's nice, it's very pleasant. As Mr. Blackbird polishes off what's left of the porridge. Happy to share with the wee duck. I've got a whole new vista this morning. I can see the trees and the shrubs. But when I say where the other side of the fence, that broken down section of fence that is no longer there. The wrecking crew, that is my wife's nephew and, oh, it gets complicated, her nephew-in-law, they came down last evening about 6 p.m. and basically, and without exaggeration, had a look, sized up the situation, and the two of them just ran at the fence and pushed the whole lot down in about 2 minutes. Just over 20 yards of fence. Down, gone, flattened. It's now lying in a pile of broken bits in front of me. The garden looks an absolute tip, because I also had to hack, and I mean hack back, so many shrubs and bits of trees and things to make sure they had a clean run to erect a new fence without getting themselves tangled up or jagged or stung or whatever. So now there is no fence, no broken down fence, and I can see clearly right through to all those trees and shrubs that were part of the park, now part of my garden, for a wee while anyway, until the new fence is erected. It's actually lovely. If I had that, even that, just that section of that run of trees, which would add about 6 or 7 yards to the bottom of my garden, with all those lovely trees in there. That'd be nice. It actually looks great, this part. It does, it really does. It looks strange, but it looks wonderful. I think the birds are all confused because there's no fence to land on, and the wee rocky has no hole in the fence to suddenly appear through. Probably come down this morning and thought, where's that hole? Where's that hole? Where's the fence? Alas, I cannot keep that part, so the fence has to go. There be wolves out there. So, I'm feeling really good this morning. I did get up during the night twice again and couldn't get back to sleep the second time. Not so bad as before, but it's becoming a bit of a trait, and that's why I try so hard not to get up. Once my mind gets going, oh, it's like a runaway train. Reminds me of a childhood song. Feeling pretty good physically, although yesterday while I was bringing a lot of the timber from the front of the house round to the back for the guys, before they came. Whacked my left calf off a sharp object. Didn't cut myself, but oh, now I've got a great big black and blue bruise in the back. Nothing to worry about. I feel good because I moved so much timber yesterday. Half a ton, maybe over half. No, it'd be about a ton of timber, I think. Maybe not. Felt like a ton. But anyway, moving all that timber, and you're feeling a wee bit sore because of the muscles you haven't been using for a while. But in the same respect, you feel good because you've revitalised your body, as it were, through action. It's a good an advert. But I do feel good, and I feel especially good mentally. A great weight, a great burden has been taken off my shoulders. It's been there for a long while, and I've hidden it away, as it were. Ah, just one of those things, you know. It's my mum's 90th birthday yesterday. My dad died a number of years ago. It was her 90th birthday. I haven't been up to see her for a long while. Mea culpa. I didn't want her birthday to go by without me going up to see her, and especially on that occasion, so. And you know, things like that, you know, that you tend to keep procrastinating, put off, you know, I'll go up tomorrow, I'll go up after her birthday, I'll go up, you know, all these things, and I swore to myself, no, you're going to go up today, do the right thing. So I did. I took her up a couple of nice cards and a lovely big bouquet of flowers. And we sat and we blathered and had a bit of a birthday cake. And it was nice. Nice to see my old mum again. 90-year-old. Been through the mill a wee bit with health recently, over the past 2 or 3 years, but she soldiered through, and she still looks great, and she's still active in her wee flat, and still does her own housework, and cooks her own dinners and everything. So, I came away from that with a great burden lifted from me, and a burden put on by myself, so. So that was great, and I just felt so relieved that I had done the right thing. It's nice to see her. Anyway, so apart from feeling good mentally for other reasons, I'm feeling good especially mentally because, as I said, that self-afflicted burden has been lifted from my shoulders, and I can start to feel good about myself again. Excuse me, I might just go and sneeze. No, don't. No. Stop in its tracks. Anyway. So, I guess I've got a lot of tidying up to do today before they come back this evening. Several trips to the council yard to get rid of all this bust up fencing. Now, or I could keep a hold of that timber till just before Guy Fawkes, and then put a notice out the front road, free timber for bonfires. Must collect. I just realised how much birdsong there is this morning. It's well spread, but it's there. It's a lovely morning. Actually, it's a very lovely morning considering.